Perek Aleph of Terumos, Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah is discussing an idea which we saw before, that not only is one required to be mafresh Truma from a species on itself, let's say from grapes on grapes, you can't do an olive on grapes, but even the grapes themselves, they have to be in the same status of Gemara Malacha. They have to be fully processed, both fully processed. By general meaning, say, will be by apples, this is a dim lachatchila. By wine and oil, we will see soon that if he does not do it right, he will have to take off the truma again. Ein tom shemen al zeitim am nechtoshin. It's not a take of oil to be truma for olives that are in the process of being crushed. So lo yayin al anovim hanizrochim. You shouldn't use wine as truma for other grapes that are being crushed. Even though technically the oil, once it starts being crushed, is considered Gemar Malacha, so there shouldn't be a problem with Gemar Malacha and Gemar Malacha. Even better, over here, the truma is from the stuff that is already Gemar Malacha, so you're taking from the better on the worse, that should be alright. Even so, we say, in term truma to truma, you should not take off truma from wine and oil until they are fully processed, and if you did, then you're going to have to, the truma takes effect, because in the Deraita, you can take off truma in such a fashion. But you have to be Yitrom, you have to take another truma. In other words, you go to the Rav and he said, I was in the middle of crushing my olives and my grapes, and I took off truma. They're going to say, when you took off truma, is truma. When you finish the process, take off another truma. What's the idea behind this? If one makes a tiul in Eretz Yisrael, wherever you go, there are olive presses, and there are grape presses. Very often you will see that there is a mikveh right nearby. Archaeologists mistakenly think that this is a proof that this mikveh was made before the Chulvan Beis HaMikdash, because otherwise why would they be so careful of making the Tahira? There's another reason why they did it, for Shumas and Maitras. Even after the Chulvan Beis HaMikdash, Jews still lived over here and they still would process their things with Tahira. So they should be able to give up Trumas, and they also were hoping for the Beit HaMikdash to be rebuilt. As a result of this, before they took off the Trumas, they would be very careful to keep it tar, because if the Truma is Tameya, you can't give it to the Kohen. Once they took off the Trumas, they wouldn't be so careful about keeping it tar. So therefore Chazal wanted the oil and the wine to be produced the Tahira. And therefore they said, you should not take off the Trumas until you finish processing it, because you're going to take off the Trumas in the middle. From that point on, you're not going to be careful about the trumas, about the tiger. So that's the idea over here, that if you took off trumas and maizes from wine and olives before they were fully crushed and the oil and the wine was drawn for them, you're going to have to take off another truma. The first one has a halachas of dimur. We will learn later in the Mesefta that if truma falls into chulin, into regular produce, the whole thing is usher unless you have 100 times more than truma. And also, if a person accidentally eats the truma, if he's not a kohen, he has to pay a fifth more. That applies to the first one because, in our case, he took off the truma from the wine and the olives in the middle of the processing. But the right that was the truma. But Abaloshni, the second one is more lenient because it's only a takana de rabbanan, and therefore, if it gets mixed in to less than 100, it will be bottom. And also, when eaten accidentally, he will not have to pay this extra chaynish.